It is Sunday, May 6, 2018, at Tierra Nueva in Burlington, Washington. Pastor Salvio Hernandez brings us the message this week for bilingual service. The sermon is titled, Without Love. The passages are 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 9 and 13. And that goes like this. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love.
Aquí vemos que hablan del don sobrenatural y podemos tener todo eso.
Here it speaks about supernatural gifts and we can have all of these gifts.
Podemos dar todo lo que tenemos a los pobres.
We can give everything that we have to the poor.
Y no tener amor.
But not have love.
Estamos haciendo algo bueno si damos mucho.
We're doing something good if we're giving a lot.
Y no tenemos amor.
But if we don't have love.
Es como trabajar en vano, ¿no?
It's like working in vain.
No estamos haciendo nada.
We're not doing anything.
No hay amor.
If there's not love.
Entonces, tenemos que entender que el amor, dice los 10 mandamientos, uno de los 2 mandamientos dice, amar a Dios con todo tu corazón, con toda tu mente, con toda tu fuerza.
We see that in one of the 10 commandments, it says, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your strength, all of your mind.
Y la segunda dice, amar a tu prójimo como a ti mismo.
And the second one is love your neighbor as yourself.
Esos dos son los principales, la base del.
These two are the principal ones, the base of.
De cristianos.
Of Christian life.
Entonces tenemos que entender que si no llevamos eso, no estamos haciendo nada.
So we have to understand that if we're not doing, practicing this love, then we're not doing anything.
No tenemos que vivir como vive en el mundo. En el mundo vive.
We don't want to live just like we're living in the world.
En el mundo vive dando amor condicional.
In the world, we give conditional love.
Espera algo por alguien para dar algo a alguien.
We hope something from somebody, and we give something to somebody expecting something in return.
¿Qué estamos haciendo si actuáramos como actúa el mundo?
What are we doing if we're just behaving like everyone in the world?
¿Cómo vamos a identificarnos al mundo que seguimos a Cristo si actuamos igual que al mundo?
How are we going to be identifying ourselves as distinct to the world if we're acting the same way as the rest of the world?
No estamos haciendo nada.
We're not doing anything.
Pero nosotros, Dios vino.
But God came.
Siendo nosotros pecadores y imperfectos.
Even though we were sinful and and imperfect.
Dios no condicionó a nosotros para pagar la deuda que nosotros tenemos que pagar.
God didn't put conditions on it and didn't make us pay back a debt that we would owe him.
Él pagó sin ninguna condición.
He paid the price without any condition.
No dijo, tú eres bueno, voy a pagar por ti. Tú eres malo, no voy a pagar por ti.
He didn't say, you're good, I'm going to pay the price for you. You're bad, I'm not going to pay the price for you.
No.
No.
Él pagó igual a todos.
He paid the price for everybody equally.
Entonces tenemos que entender que Dios sacrificó
so we have to understand
nosotros,
that God sacrificed for himself.
Le dio tanto amor.
He gave so much love.
Es un amor inexplicable.
It's an inexplicable love.
Ustedes han leído en Juan 3:16, ¿cómo dice ahí?
You've read in John 3:16, what does it say there?
De tal manera amó Dios al mundo.
For God so loved the world.
O sea, el escritor no encontró el tamaño de ese amor.
The writer couldn't think of how big this love was.
Es grande, enorme.
It's enormous.
No hay tamaño de ese amor.
There's no size for this love.
Yeah. Entonces, conocer amor de Dios.
Know the love of God.
Ablanta corazones.
¿Cómo?
Ablanta.
To soften, have softened
los corazones.
Hearts. This love of God softens our hearts.
En este mundo fríos.
In this cold world.
Apáticos.
That's apathetic.
Materialistas
and
interesados.
Materialistic and ¿cómo?
Materialistas y interesado.
Materialistic and just self-interested.
Yeah, este mundo busca por el bien de ellos mismos, no
this world, everyone's
no busca
seeking
el bien
their own
para otro.
Good, not the good of others.
No debemos hacer así cuando
we
nosotros
mustn't be that way ourselves.
Cuando somos cristianos debemos identificar al mundo que somos distinto al mundo.
When we're Christians we want to identify to the world that we're distinct from the world.
Porque si actuamos igual que el mundo,
because if we act just like the world,
¿cómo esperamos que el mundo va a creer a nosotros?
How are we going to hope that the world would pay any attention to what we're saying?
No hay diferencia.
There's no difference.
Por eso el mundo no nos puede creer porque actuamos igual que en el mundo.
The world doesn't want to believe in anything we have to say because we act no different than the world.
Por eso la iglesia no edifica porque no hay amor.
For that reason the church isn't built up because there's not love.
El amor es el motor de todo esto para que
love is the motor of everything.
Para que la gente vean que somos distintos.
So that the people see that we're distinct.
Que Dios vive en nosotros.
That God lives inside of us. The love
of
God comes out of us.
Que vean que nuestra mano está extendida.
That they see our hands are extended out.
No cruzada cuando alguien
viene.
They're not
crossed like when someone comes.
¿Sabe qué es triste?
You know what's sad?
¿Quiere que diga que es triste?
Do you want me to tell you what's sad?
No.
Darse cuenta con lo golpe de la vida.
Become aware through life.
Que nadie pudo amarte como Cristo.
That nobody can love you like Christ can.
Porque ustedes se van a dar cuenta.
Because you're going to become aware.
Ni padre. Ni madre,
neither your father nor your mother,
ni amigos,
nor your friends,
ni gente que te promete lealtad y fidelidad,
nor people who promise you faithfulness.
Ninguno de ellos pudo amarte.
No, nobody can love you
tanto como Cristo.
So much like Christ can.
Lo que Dios ha hecho por ti,
what God has done for you,
por mí,
for me,
no lo ha hecho ningún familiar.
No family member has done this for you. For me.
Ni tampoco nadie en esta vida
no one in this life
va a dejar todo lo
is going to leave everything.
Dios lo dejó todo.
God left everything. Jesus left everything.
Por ti, por mí.
For you, for me.
Imagínese siendo Dios y bajó de su gloria
y
venir acá
his glory
vivir
and came down
entre nosotros los hombres.
To live among us, the men and women.
Y no solo vino aquí y se creyó muy grande, no,
and
se hizo siervo.
And he didn't come here just to think of himself as so great and wonderful and everything. He became a slave. Servant.
No, pero nosotros en estos tiempos muchas veces queremos adorar a Dios, pero queremos ser grande. Oh, sírvame, tráigame esto.
A lot of times we want to serve God, but then we want to be big. We want to bring me this, bring me that. We want people to serve us.
Tenemos que entender a ser siervo.
We have to learn how to. We have to understand that we need to be servants.
O sea, Dios dejó un camino donde seguir.
God left for us a path that we're to follow.
Que es muy difícil de que haya una mapa y siga uno ese camino.
Is it very difficult that if we have a map to follow this pathway?
Es muy difícil de que uno tenga GPS y eso va dirigiendo a uno dónde va a llegar.
¿Cómo?
Es muy difícil de tener un GPS que va dirigiendo a uno.
Is it really difficult to follow a GPS who guides you from place to place?
Jesús es como un GPS, dejó todo, cómo vamos a ir, va dirigiéndonos.
Jesus is like a GPS, he shows
Entras
us
aquí,
the way.
Oh, te equivocaste, says, dele
oh,
vuelta.
Oh,
y,
if you go oh, there, vete, you have vete, to turn ay. Around and go back the other way. And
falta 200 pies para que llegues.
200 feet before you land, you get there. He's a GPS.
Todo está escrito.
Everything is written.
¿Cómo debemos navegar en esta vida?
How
¿Cómo
we are to navigate ourselves in this world.
¿Cómo amar a nuestros prójimos?
How to love our neighbors.
Pero es duro para nosotros, ¿verdad?
But it's sad. It's hard for us, isn't it?
Es duro porque queremos dar amor.
We want to give love.
Pero esperamos que esa persona tenga algo que pueda dar a nosotros.
But we hope that the person we love will give something back to us.
Eso no es amor.
That's not love, though.
Es conveniencia.
That's convenient. Having a convenience.
Es triste.
That's sad.
Es triste cómo vamos a ser. ¿Cómo vamos a educar nuestros hijos de que
How are we going to educate our children?
Vamos a decir, no, yo le di amor a esa persona porque esa persona tiene algo que va a dar para
How
mí.
Are we going to educate them by saying, yes, I love that person because I wanted them. They had something they needed to give to me and I helped them so they would help me.
Entonces los hijos también van adquiriendo esa idea de que va.
Then the children, they go having this idea.
Van a ayudar a alguien porque van a esperar algo de ese alguien.
With the hope that they'll give something back.
No estamos haciendo nada fructífero si
we're
vamos en ese camino.
Fruitful if that's the pathway we're going.
En este tipo de amor,
in this kind of love,
de lo que describe el Pablo aquí,
in what Paul describes here,
no es amor humanos o carnales.
This is not carnal, human love.
Es amor de Dios.
This is love of God.
Está hablando del amor de Dios.
It's talking about the love of God.
La base principal de este evangelio
the principal basis of this gospel
el fundamento principal del reino de Dios
the principal foundation of the kingdom of God
es el amor de Dios
is the love of God.
¿Cómo Dios nos ha amado tantos a nosotros?
How God has loved us so much
siendo gentes imperfectas
being imperfect people that we are.
Gente que hace lo que le dé su regalada gana.
People that do whatever we think we want to do.
Gente sin amor.
People without love.
Sin amor a Dios.
Without love for God.
Y mucho menos a sus prójimos.
And even less for our neighbors.
Vamos a leer este Marco 12:30.
Let's read Mark 12:30.
33.
To 33.
Un voluntario,
Mark 12,
por
20
favor.
To 30,
un voluntario. Es Marco 30.
Mark
30 20? To 33.
Mark 12.
30 to 33. Sorry.
Who wants?
Page 849.
I'm going to read it in Spanish while you look for it in English.
Dice 30. Ama al Señor tu Dios con todo tu corazón, con toda tu alma, con toda tu mente y con todas tus fuerzas. Pero hay un segundo. Amas a tu prójimo como a ti mismo. Ningún mandamiento es más importante que estos.
Someone want to read it in English?
Okay. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, with all your strength. The second is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The scribe said to him, You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other beside him. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.
Thank you. Gracias. Sí. Como vemos, esos dos son principales.
So we can see these two commandments are the principal ones.
Nada impresiona más a Dios que lo amen.
Nothing impresses God more than that we love him.
¿Saben qué dice Dios?
You know what God says?
¿De qué te sirve que hablen lenguas?
What does it serve you if you speak in tongues?
Si no amas a Dios.
If you don't love God.
¿De qué te sirve si memorizas todos los capítulos y versículos de la Biblia?
What does it serve you if you've memorized all of the chapters and the verses of the Bible?
Si no amas a Dios.
If you don't love God.
¿De qué te sirve predicar mil sermones?
What does it serve you if you can preach 1,000 sermons?
Si no amas a Dios.
If you don't love God.
¿De qué te sirve recorrer al mundo?
What does it mean? What does it matter if you travel all over the world?
Si no amas a Dios.
If you don't love God.
¿De qué te sirve construir templos?
What does it matter if you can build big churches after church after temple?
Si no amas a Dios.
If you don't love God.
Tenemos que aprender a amar a Dios.
We have to learn to love God.
Eso es lo que tenemos que llevar en la frente primero.
This is what we have to put out in front as first priority.
Porque si no llevamos eso,
if we don't put this out there first,
estamos haciendo algo que no nos va a llevar nada.
If we don't do that, we're not doing anything that's going to lead anywhere.
¿Saben ustedes qué pregunta van a hacer cuando lleguemos allá en el cielo?
Do you know what question they're going to ask when we get up to heaven?
No te van a preguntar cuántas veces predicaste.
They're not going to ask how many times you preached.
¿Qué tan bueno eres para predicar?
How good are you at preaching?
¿Qué tan bueno eres para memorizar la Biblia?
How good are you for memorizing scripture?
Dios va a preguntar, ¿amaste?
God's going to say, did you love?
¿Amaste?
Did you love?
El amor de Dios.
The love of God.
Tiene nombres y apellidos.
Has names and prenames and last names. First names and last names. Yeah.
¿Sabe usted qué es eso? ¿Qué es el nombre? El amor de Dios. ¿Cuál es el nombre del amor de Dios?
Do you know what the name of the love of God is?
Sí. Claro, es Jesús.
Jesus.
O sea, Dios se pasó. Dios exageró.
God exaggerated and came.
O sea, Dios nos amó con todos.
He showed love to everyone.
Amó tanto a nosotros.
He loved us so much.
Que el escritor no pudo explicar el tamaño de ese amor.
That the writer can't even explain the bigness of that love.
Pero nosotros damos una gotita de amor allá, una gotita acá.
We give a little drop of love here, a little drop of love there.
Eso no es lo que Dios espera de nosotros.
That's not what God wants from us.
Dios espera de todo, entrega todo el amor que tiene hacia Dios y hacia el prójimo.
Full love to God, full love to the neighbor.
Son los primeros que tienen que llevar en tu bolsa, un lado el amor y otro lado el amor al prójimo.
What we need in our pockets is love of God in the one pocket, love of the neighbor in the other pocket.
Tienes que cargar los dos esos siempre contigo.
You have to carry these everywhere you go.
No carguen eso de lo que cuántos templos construiste aquí.
Don't
porque
carry
eso,
around the records of how many churches you built.
Porque los dos estos importantes son estos dos.
Because the two important things are these things, loving God and loving neighbor.
Dios ha sacrificado a su Hijo por el amor hacia nosotros.
God has sacrificed his Son to show his love for all of us.
Lo maltrataron.
They beat him up.
Lo humillaron.
They humiliated him.
Lo escupieron.
They spit in his face.
Lo desnudaron.
They made him naked, stripped him.
Pero dice la Escritura,
but the Bible says,
aunque él sufría todo esto,
even though he suffered all of this,
lo hacía con gozo.
He did it with joy.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque frente a él
him,
tenía un objetivo.
He had an objective ahead of him.
Amarnos.
Love us.
O sea, Dios no dijo, "Oh, yo no voy a hacer eso porque es muy duro para mí."
God didn't say I'm not going to do that because that's very hard for me.
Pero ¿qué pasa con nosotros? Muchas veces decimos, "Oh, es que esa persona es bien difícil."
What we say is we say, "Oh, that person is very difficult."
No puedo dar amor a esa persona porque es bien difícil.
I can't show love to that person.
Oye,
listen.
Dios hizo esa pregunta con nosotros. Eres muy difícil, no te voy a dar amor.
Does God say that about us? Does he say that person, we're really difficult, I'm not going to give them love? I'm not going to.
No preguntó nada de cómo somos.
He doesn't ask any question about whether we're difficult or not difficult.
Entregó su amor incondicionalmente.
He gave over his love unconditionally to us.
Voy a morir por ti, no importa lo que tú haces, yo voy a morir por ti.
Who you are, what you've done. I love you.
Pero nosotros buscamos mucho pretexto.
But we look for lots of pretexts, lots of reasons for why we don't love.
Nosotros siempre decimos, ah, es que ellos no viste como yo.
We say, oh, that person doesn't dress like I dress.
Es que esa persona no come como yo.
That person doesn't eat like I eat.
Es que esa persona es de otro color, yo no soy de ese color.
That person is from a different skin color than me, not my color.
Oye.
Listen.
Dios nunca preguntó eso, si tú eres así o tú eres
God
así.
God never asked that question, if you're this way or if you're that way.
Dios te amó con todo.
He loved you with everything you are.
Así es que tenemos que aprender a amar a Dios.
And so that's what we need to do, is to learn how to love God.
Así es esa persona porque Dios tiene diferente gusto.
Así es, that's the way that person is because God has different things that he likes.
El gusto de Dios no es mi gusto.
What God likes isn't what I like.
No es gusto de Roberto, no es gusto de Mike.
It's not what Mike likes or what Bob likes.
Dios le gusta tener de todos, o sea.
God likes to have everything, everyone.
Imagínese si fuéramos igual como Salvio, qué aburrido sería la vida.
Imagine how if everyone were equal to Salvio, how boring.
Qué aburrido.
Todo. Be boring
Salvio.
If we were all equal to me.
Salvio, todo allá encuentra
everyone
igual.
Went, everywhere we said was just Salvio, Salvio, Salvio.
Es aburrido.
Be boring.
Sería aburridísimo.
Be very boring.
Por eso Dios creó a cada uno de nosotros
That's
diferente.
That's why God made each one of us differently.
El gusto de Dios no es mi gusto. El gusto de Dios no es gusto de ustedes.
What God likes isn't what I like. It's what you like.
Qué bonito es Dios, ¿verdad?
How beautiful is God, huh?
Hay que aprender a ser como Dios.
We want to learn how to be like God. We need to learn how to be like God.
Y una vez nosotros cuando bautizamos, renunciamos todo lo que éramos antes.
We renounce everything that we were before.
Y nacimos de nuevo.
We were born again.
Y supuestamente tenemos que dejar todas esas cosas.
So supposedly we're supposed to leave behind all the old way.
Pero muchas veces no aprendemos a dejar esas cosas.
We don't learn how to leave behind all those old ways.
Pensamos que llevar esas cosas nos hace bien, nos hace... No.
We think we can carry along the old way of being. No.
No estamos haciendo nada para
We're
Dios.
We're not doing anything for God.
Vamos a leer Mateo 5.
Let's read Matthew 5.
Versículo 38 a 42.
Verse 38 to 42.
Un voluntario, por favor.
A volunteer, please. Matthew 5, 38 to 42. Make sure you read loud enough.
You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you.
Thank you. Dice, ustedes han oído que se dijo, ojo por ojo y dientes por diente. Pero yo les digo, no resistan al que te haga algún mal. Al contrario, si alguien te pega en la mejilla derecha, ofrécele también la otra. Si alguien te demanda y te quiere quitar la camisa, déjale que se lleven también tu capa. Si también obliga a llevar cargas 1 milla, llévala 2 millas. A cualquiera que te pidan algo, dáselo. Y no devuelvas la espada que te pida prestado. ¿Qué quiso Dios decir con este verso?
What did God want to say with these verses?
Según ustedes, ¿cómo
what do you think God wanted to say through these verses?
Creo que Dios dice...
I think God is saying,
Deje que lleven tu camisa.
Let them take your shirt.
Deje que lleven tu capa.
Let them take your coat.
Pierda ese dinero.
Lose that money.
Pierda esa camisa.
Lose that shirt.
Pierda esa capa.
Lose that coat.
Pero que no pierda el amor.
But don't lose the love.
Eso es lo que Dios quiso decir.
That's what God wants to say there.
Es lo que dice en este parte de la Biblia.
That's what it says in this part of the Bible.
Porque el que pierde el amor,
because the one who loses the love,
Cristo le perdió.
Jesus has lost them.
Lo más importante para un ser humano es
the most important thing for a human being is
el amor.
Love.
Tenemos que aprender a amar a nuestros prójimos.
We have to learn to love our neighbors. Love one another.
Pero cuando nosotros damos ese amor al prójimo es porque amamos a Dios primero.
But when we give that love to our neighbor, it's because we first love God.
O sea, Dios tiene tu corazón, por eso hacen las cosas
God
buenas.
God comes into your heart, and for that reason, you do the good things.
Hacia tu prójimo.
Towards your neighbor.
Vamos a leer el último parte de la Biblia.
The last section of verses from the Bible.
Romanos 5:5.
Romans 5:5.
Y un voluntario, por favor.
A volunteer, please. Romans 5:5. Yes?
And okay. Hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Yeah, thank you. ¿Cómo entendemos esta parte de la Biblia?
How are we to understand this part of the Bible?
¿Ese amor no vive en nosotros o ya vive en nosotros?
Does this love already live inside of us, or does it not yet live inside of us?
Ya vive en nosotros. El amor de Dios ya vive en nosotros.
The love of God
already
lives inside of us through the Holy Spirit.
Pero nosotros no soltamos ese amor porque
we don't let this love go out.
Soltamos ese amor conforme a lo que nos conviene.
But we let this love out according in conformity with what interests us.
Y eso no es lo que Dios quiere que hagamos.
That's not what God wants.
No vayamos en un camino equivocado.
We're going down a wrong path if we're doing that.
Porque Dios quiere que nosotros demos amor, mostremos amor a nuestros prójimos.
God wants us to demonstrate love to our neighbors.
Incondicionalmente.
Unconditionally to people.
Y Dios nos va a recompensar a
and
nosotros.
God will recompense us.
No hacemos nada gratis. No, pensamos que si doy amor a esta persona, ¿quién me va a dar a esa persona? No.
If I give love to that person, what will they give me back?
Dios va a recompensarte.
God will give it back to us. God will give us back. He'll pay us back.
¿Por qué? Porque está haciendo el trabajo de Dios.
Because we're doing the work of God.
El trabajo de Dios.
The work of God.
El trabajo más importante de Dios es amar a nosotros. Amó a nosotros. Y sigue amándonos.
The most important work of God is that he loved us and he continues to love us.
Por eso hay que amarnos.
For that reason, we must love one another.
Hay que demostrar amor a nuestros prójimos.
We need to show love to one another, to our neighbors.
Esto es lo que yo pude traer a ustedes.
That's what I have been able to bring to you all.
Muchas gracias por
thank you so much
por su tiempo. Si estoy muy contento de poder predicar lo poco.
I'm very happy to be able to preach.
Que Dios me ha revelado.
Little that God has revealed to me.
Y créame que de corazón me siento muy, muy contento de
believe
hacer
me
esto.
That from my heart I feel very happy to be able to do this.
Y no se sienta ofendido porque yo no vengo con la intención de ofender
and
a nadie.
Don't be offended, please. I don't come with any intention to offend anybody.
Yo simplemente vengo y comparto lo que Dios me ha puesto.
And I share what God has put.
A través de su palabra.
On my heart through His word.
Y a través del Espíritu Santo
and
que me reveló.
What the Holy Spirit has revealed.
¿Cómo predicar esto?
How to preach this.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. How about if we just pray? Can you just pray for us, Salvio? For the Holy Spirit to fill us with the love and for us to be courageous or something.
Sí.
Pray. Let's receive prayer.
Oh, Padre, te pedimos que,
Father, we ask you
que fortalezca más este amor que nosotros ya tenemos.
That you would strengthen this love that we already have.
Enséñanos cómo llevar esto al mundo.
Teach us how to bring this love to the world.
Y a los que nos rodean nosotros,
to those that surround
donde estamos.
Us, that where we are.
Porque tú lo has demostrado, Padre.
Because you've demonstrated this, Father.
Tú nos has dado ese ejemplo.
You've given us this example.
Y queremos seguir ese buen ejemplo, Padre.
And we want to follow this good example, Father.
Porque tú eres amor.
Because you're love.
Y enséñanos cómo compartir de lo que ya tenemos.
Teach us how to share what we already have.
Ya lo tenemos, Padre.
Yeah, we already have it, Father.
Enséñanos cómo distribuir ese amor.
Teach us how to distribute this love.
Muchas gracias por lo que has hecho con nosotros.
Thank you so much for what you've done for us.
Y fortalezcanos, Padre.
Strengthen us, Father.
Cada día,
every day,
cada minuto.
Every minute.
Día tras día.
Day after day.
Fortalezcanos para que no perdamos el camino.
So we don't lose the path.
El camino del amor.
The path of love.
Porque eso es lo que tú quieres que,
this is what you want,
que hagamos nosotros.
That we do, Lord.
Eso es tu voluntad, Padre.
This is your will, Father.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
En tu nombre.
In your name.
Amén.
Amen. All right, so we just need to move the chairs to the sides and we're going to get to our circle to have communion. Everyone's welcome to communion.
That was a message from Tierra Nueva, Burlington, Washington, from Salvio Hernandez and Bob Ekblad translating. Our website is tierra-nueva.org. We worship on Sundays at 4:30 on Fairhaven Avenue, across the street from the post office. Family Support Center is open Monday and Wednesday from 11 to 4. We read Gospels in the morning, Psalms at night, every day. Thank you for listening. Have a great week.